2 Corinthians there, the Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, and Romans. Then you got 1 Corinthians. Did I say 2 Corinthians?
Yes.
Yep. I meant 1 Corinthians chapter 2. It's the second chapter, but it's 1 Corinthians. Second chapter. You can turn this down a little bit, please, Brother Evan. Thank you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. There you go. Stand with me one more time, please, if you would, out of love and respect for the Bible. Amen. And I'm going to read in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. 1 Corinthians 2, I keep wanting to say 2 Corinthians for some reason, but we'll stay in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Amen.
Again, verse 5 says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. We preach to you this morning on this thought. A faith that stands. A faith that stands. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for the good time this morning already with your people. Thank you, Lord, for the sweet spirit, the fellowship, the laughter, the singing, the praises. Oh, Lord, the joyful time it is to be in your house. Lord, I pray now this morning that you would settle in on our hearts in a special way, that you would give me wisdom, Lord, fill me with your spirit. Help me, Lord God, to preach what you've laid on my heart, Lord, that has already caused me, Father, to weep in my own heart, in my own study. And Lord, I pray that you would touch hearts today, that you would help me to be a blessing, strengthen, Lord God, your people in this last day that we live, this day of apostasy. I pray, Lord God, you would strengthen our faith this morning. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. A faith, in verse 5, that stands not in the wisdom of men, but it does stand in the power of God. A faith that stands in the power of God, listen, is a faith that stands and stays standing. A faith that stands in the face of adversity. A faith that stands in spite of overwhelming odds. It's a faith that stands when the storm winds blow. It's a faith that stands, listen, when others fall. It's a faith that stands firm and stands strong. It's a faith that stands until heaven is a visible reality. It's a faith that stands in the power of God, according to the Word of God in verse 5. This faith is possible. This faith is indeed desirable. Amen. God wants this kind of faith for all of His children. God wants us to have a faith that stands in His power.
Amen.
That stands in the power of God. God wants this faith to stand, listen, and to fill our hearts, to fill the hearts of all of His people in this world today. God wants His people to stand strong and be strong for His glory. Dearly beloved, listen, can I say this to you today? I know we just had Memorial Day last week, but America, our country desperately needs some godly people, amen, that will stand in the power of God and that will not allow anything to keep them from standing in that power.
Amen.
America needs some godly people with hearts full of faith that will stand, amen, in these last days of extreme apostasy where the Bible is scoffed at and mocked, amen. There is still a possibility for you to have a faith that stands strong in the power of God.
Amen.
That's what's going to make the difference, folks. It's frightful for me. It's a scary thing. It's a frightful thought. Listen, to think of how many people today are standing in the wisdom of men.
Yeah.
Look at verse 5. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of... In other words, listen to me, folks. There are people whose faith is standing in the wisdom of men.
Right. That's right.
It's nothing new. It's been going on since the beginning of time. But today we see it over and over again. People today, they have a faith, listen, that's standing in the power and wisdom of men. God help us. That is not where you need to be. That is not where we want to be. That is not what's going to help us stand. That is not what's going to change our country, amen? We need a faith that stands in the power of God, not in the wisdom of men. Understand, to stand in the wisdom of man, think about this, is to follow a man's ideas without being rooted and grounded in God's Word. There's a big name preacher down in Houston, amen, who charges, I think, $10 a ticket to get in his church. And he's all over the TV and the internet. And he's got a big white, I mean, he must have a humongous dental bill. His name is Joel Osteen. And that man stands there and vomits out his wisdom over and over again with a beautiful picture of some world spinning in the background. And listen, he has no Bible with it at all.
That's right.
He has no truth with it at all. He is a smiley, a con man. Listen, apparently y'all must love him because it sure got tight all of a sudden. But amen, I'm still going to call names because God calls names, amen. And God warns people. Listen, that man has a lot of wisdom of men. And that man is drawing a lot of people. And I understand that. But the Bible says our faith cannot stand in that kind of wisdom. Our faith must stand. If it's going to stand, it must stand in the power of God.
Amen.
I remember a couple years ago, a young lady who had a testimony of salvation, something like this. I went to church, and a man sitting beside me told me how much God loved me, and told me how much God desired to save me. And he told me about the love and compassion of God.
Amen.
And I felt a very strong urge to be saved. And that's her testimony, as far as I know, still today. There's no scripture involved in that. There's no gospel involved in that. And by the way, this young lady, her life is anything but stable. Anything but stable. And her faith is standing in the wisdom of some man that she met in some church telling her some things that made her feel all warm and fuzzy. Folks, I'm afraid, first of all, that young lady's not even saved. I'm afraid, though, that there's many more people like that.
Yeah,
and I can't, there's no way to estimate how many people have trusted what a man has said and is following what a man has told them. And their faith, as what faith goes, is now anchored in a man's wisdom.
Yeah.
Folks, I don't want you to anchor anything in what I say. I don't want you to anchor anything in what I think or say. I want you to anchor your life and your future and your family and your finances and your hearts and your eternity, for that matter, in the power of God. It must be anchored in the power of God. Listen, that's why we don't stand up here on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night and tell stories. That's why we don't stand up here and talk about, you know, current events.
Yeah.
You don't need to know what I think or my wisdom. That's not going to last long anyway. Amen. You don't need to know that. You need to know what God says. We need to have God's power. We need to be affiliated and associated and deeply influenced and forever impacted by the power of God.
Amen.
God help us today. If you're truly born again, listen to me, it's because of the power of God. It's not because of wisdom of any man. Any man. If you're born again today, listen, it's because the quick and the powerful word of God, amen, thundered in your heart one time in your life and convinced you, hey, I'm a sinner. I need Jesus Christ and the power of the gospel, that Christ died for our sins. He was buried, amen, past tense. He was buried, amen, but he is now raised again for our justification. That is the power of God.
Yes, sir. Praise God.
Folks, and that word of God thundered in your heart and convinced you, hey, I'm lost. I am bound for a devil's hell. Jesus is my only hope. He died in my place. Amen. Took my place. He was my substitute. He was my lamb. Yes. The Lamb of God slain for my sins. Yes. And Bible, listen, when you got saved, it was because the Word of God and that power of the Word of God penetrated your heart, pierced your conscience and your soul, and brought you to a humble repentance, and you placed your faith in Jesus Christ and Him alone.
Amen.
You turn from all your works, you turn from all of your pride and all of your self-righteousness, and you said, Jesus, you're my only hope for salvation. I cast my life upon you. And that was the power of God that called you to do that.
Yeah.
And if you're saved today, dear beloved, listen to me. Your faith now, it must stand in that same power.
Amen.
You need a faith that will continue to stand. Oh, help us today. That faith that you placed in Jesus Christ, saving faith, is a faith that will never go away as far as salvation goes. But listen to me today. Faith in and of itself, amen, is not salvation. It was God's grace that gave us salvation through faith. You understand?
Amen.
But understand something. From that point on, I've said this before, and this is probably the reason we named this church, amen, the Amazing Grace Baptist Church. Because except for the grace of God, I will never do anything for God. I will never be anything for God. I will never accomplish anything for God. And my faith will never stand except for God's grace.
Amen.
God's power.
That's right.
I need more of that grace. I need more of that power. But it is only available to me, amen, listen to me, through faith. It's by grace through faith. I need more of God's power. I need more of God's Holy Spirit to fill my heart more every day. Once you're saved, listen to me, that faith, you've got to understand that faith needs to stand stronger every day. And any man, listen to me, any man who tells you differently is a man who's trying to lead you away from the power of God. Notice here in verse 5, the wisdom of man is directly contrasted with the power of God. You see that? The wisdom of man is completely opposing the power of God. Do you see that? In other words, there's a direct opposition here. One is against the other.
Yep.
One is against the other. The wisdom of man. Well, that sounds so good. Amen. By the way, let me stop right here and say this as the Spirit of God brings it to my mind. Be careful who you read after.
Yep.
You say, well, I don't read anymore, preacher. I know. We don't. Our generation, we don't read much more anymore. We don't have books much anymore. I mean, but listen, God gave us a book to read. And you can read books about the Bible, but you have to be very careful who you're reading after.
Amen.
You see, now, if you're reading books that are of the world, then obviously, I'm not even talking to you. You know better. Shame on you. I'm not talking about you reading like novels of romance that you know, fornication and all kinds of adultery and you calling that entertainment. Now, I'm not talking about that. Shame on you. That's sin. Amen. You fill your head with that, no wonder you don't have the power of God. No wonder your faith is not standing. But I'm talking about those of you who desire to grow in Christ, who desire to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord. You have to be careful, okay? I'm going to read my Bible, and then I'm going to read commentaries or biographies or other books about the Bible. You have to be very careful who you read after.
Yeah.
Because not everybody knows what they're talking about. Can you understand that?
Amen.
There's a lot of men who have wisdom, and they will baffle you into believing that they are right because they have wisdom and they have an education and they have this doctorate degree and that theologian degree and all of these letters after their name, DD, PhD, MOUSE, and all of those letters. Wow, this must be a good book. Not necessarily. Now, I don't know. I must be talking to a different crowd. Y'all must not be readers or something. But I just want to throw that in there for somebody who is reading. Be careful. Because the wisdom of man is not the power of God. And there are men who think differently than what God says. And there are men who try to twist Scripture and to their own destruction, like the Bible says. You got to be very careful, amen. It doesn't matter how educated a man is. It doesn't matter what you think about a man. It doesn't matter how big of a crowd that man has. It doesn't matter how much money that man has. It doesn't matter how nice he looks or how big he smiles, amen. It's got to be God's Word. It's got to be the power of God. You've got to be anchored in that power. And your faith will not stand otherwise.
Amen.
I'm telling you today, God wants your faith to stand. God desires. The Apostle Paul, listen, he was a man whose faith stood. You may not know much about him, but I'm telling you this morning, he was a man who had a heart that did not go away from God. He had a heart for souls to be saved. He had a heart to do the will of God, come hell or high water.
Yeah.
And he was in both places. Not literally hell, you understand. But it was hell on earth.
Amen.
He suffered tremendously. What made us, I want to say this morning, ask you this question, and I'll try to answer this question briefly. What made the Apostle Paul's faith stand so firmly in the face of his many trials and persecutions? What was it, amen, that made this man so used by God? Look in verse 1. Look in verse 1. He says, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God." I want to tell you quickly just a few proofs, okay, some results, if you will, of a faith that stands. What I'd like to do is take these few thoughts out of the Apostle Paul's life this morning, and you then look at yourself, we look at ourselves, and we examine ourselves, and we see, hey, does that describe my life? Does that describe me? Because this man of God, Paul the Apostle, had a faith that stood in the power of God. Are you with me? Okay? So I'm saying this. So do we have that same faith? Is our faith standing in the power of God? And well, his faith, number one, was a faith that declared the gospel.
Yeah.
"And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom." He wasn't a well-spoken man. He wasn't a smooth talker. He wasn't an eloquent speaker. That's what he says. But he did say, "But I came unto you declaring unto you the testimony of God."
Amen.
His life could be defined, dearly beloved, by that verse right there. What he did everywhere he went was declare the testimony of God.
Amen.
Paul declared the testimony of God. What is that testimony of God? Well, listen to me. What is the testimony of God? It's the gospel. Amen. It's the soul-saving gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. Amen. To everyone that believeth. First, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. The testimony, the example, the life, the witness, the power of God. The testimony is the gospel. Look what it says right there in verse 2. "I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." That's the testimony of God. God so loved the world. Amen. That He, God, gave His only begotten Son. That's the testimony. He gave His only begotten Son that whosoever believeth in Him, in that only begotten Son, should not what? Perish, but have everlasting life. There's only two kinds of people in this world, folks. They're either perishing in death or they have everlasting life. But the testimony of God is that God has made a way, amen, through the blood of Jesus Christ, through the gospel, the power of the Calvary, amen, His death, burial, and resurrection, that glorious morning when Christ rose again. That's the testimony of God Almighty. It was God that sent Jesus Christ. It's God that made a way. Listen, our souls were eternally, hopelessly lost.
That's right.
Do you have a faith that stands? Do I have a faith that stands? Well, listen, the proof is going to be, number one, that I'm going to be declaring that testimony. See, there is a desperate condition of man everywhere you turn. Everywhere you look, you cannot escape that. You go to the grocery store, you go to the mall, you go to the restaurants. Listen, and we all fail here, I know, miserably. Why? Because our faith is not standing like it should. Folks, here's what we do. We fail to declare the testimony of God in a wicked and dark world. Listen, because we don't see man changing. We don't see man getting saved. We don't see man even caring about it. They're indifferent, cold, calloused. You see, so man, listen now, has caused us to lack and slack in our faith. Now, I'm talking about people who are saved. When you're born again, if your faith is standing in the wisdom of men, here's what happens. Think about it now. Think about the phrase, in the wisdom of men. A man or woman, a human being, a sinner, laughs at you. I think it was one of the missionaries. Oh, I can't remember which one now, last during the missions conference. Oh, I know what it was. It was a missionary I was talking to. We had lunch a couple weeks ago, and he's been 13 years in Ethiopia. And I never knew that Ethiopia was so bad. But Ethiopia is Orthodox, some kind of Orthodox Catholicism stuff. But they're terrible. He's been there for 13 years, and he's not been able to get a church really going off the ground yet. He's a soul winner, guys. He's a soul winner. He told me how he was threatened with being caned. His wife, his two little children, his wife was threatened with being stoned. And he said when he would give out tracts, listen now, give out tracts to little children, like coming out of the playground or something, giving out tracts to little children. And when he would turn around and look at those tracts, he said, here's what his words, it looked like it was snowing. They were taking those tracts and ripping them to shreds and throwing them in the air. Children. Now, folks, it's not that bad yet in America. But I'm telling you, that's the wisdom of man.
Yeah. Come on. Focus,
Lord. The wisdom of man is, I don't need that. Go away. Don't talk to me about that. Oh, the wisdom of man is, don't you know I've been in church my whole life? You know what you say to that, don't you? Well, you know, I could stand in my garage my whole life and I'll never be a car. You could sit in church your whole life, never make you a Christian. But that's the wisdom of man.
Yeah.
Right? The wisdom of man is, I don't need that. I've got all the religion I need. I've found Jesus. I'm a good person.
Amen.
You've heard it all, haven't you? If you try, if you're trying to declare that testimony, you've heard it all.
Yes, sir.
Now, dearly beloved, if you're not trying, Amen. Shame on you. Amen. Your faith ain't standing as it is, but I'm trying to encourage you today. Amen. God help us. We need a country of Christians whose faith will stand.
Amen. Amen.
But the wisdom of man is causing us to stagger. Not stand, but stagger. Because man says, I don't need you. Leave me alone. You some type of religious fanatic. And, you know, your church is full of hypocrites. And on and on and on and on and on. All of their wisdom. And they're lost and dying and going straight to hell. And their wisdom has caused us to stop declaring the gospel.
Yep.
Amen.
And you know it has.
That's right.
You know it has. We're like this. Well, they need a track. Oh, man. Yeah, I got to go. I got to go.
Come on, brother.
Now, you said, well, it was different in Paul's day. Really? Why do you think he's writing this? If it was so different, he wouldn't have had to write this. It was not different in his day. You go all the way back to the day of Noah. Remember Noah?
Yes, sir.
Noah's ark. All the way back in the day of Noah. The Bible says he was a preacher of righteousness.
Amen, that's right. Amen. Come on.
But the wisdom of man was, well, it's never rained before, you idiot. What do you mean there's going to be a flood?
Yeah.
A boat? You're an idiot, Noah. Hello?
Amen. Come on, brother.
But Noah's faith stood in the power of God. Where did that power come from? God said to Noah, it's going to rain.
Amen.
The word of God.
Amen.
And his faith stood in a generation where the Bible says the thoughts of their hearts and their minds were evil continually. That's no different than it is today.
Amen.
And your faith will start to stagger and sway and even fall if you start standing in the wisdom of men. And folks, that's where we're at today. God help us. We need old-fashioned Bible-believing Christians to just remember what God has said in His Word and believe what God has said in His Word to be the truth of God, and then to say, you know what? I'm going to declare the testimony of God whether they like it or not.
Amen.
What do you think a missionary does? What do you think missionary is all about? I just told you a story about a missionary in Ethiopia for 13 years. Listen, America's not even that bad.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yet. But see, we've got to declare that testimony. The goodness of God. God's gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Does your faith stand in the power of God? If you're not declaring it to lost men, you're staggering.
Yep.
You're staggering. You're not really standing like you should. Help us, Lord. That's exactly right. I tell you what. Paul declared the testimony of God. I don't know if you know much about the city of Corinth, but it was a godless city. It was a city, it still is, I mean, it was a city on the coast. It was a trade city where the imports and exports would come in and out of Corinth. And it was right by Greece. You know a little bit about Greece, don't you? And the history of, and so there was all kinds of paganism, all kinds of ungodly living. Listen to me, the temples were filled with prostitutes. That's all I need to say. And here comes Paul, amen, declaring the testimony of, look what he says, unto you.
Amen.
Unto you. Why? Because he had a faith that stood in the power of God, not in the wisdom of man. Are we declaring that testimony? I want you to notice the second proof, the second result, if you will, evidence of a faith that stands is disabilities. Look in verse 3. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. Now, what do you mean by that? Listen, Paul declared the testimony of God in spite of his human disabilities. Weakness, fear, trembling. Now, that doesn't sound like a strong man, does it? He says it himself. Weakness. What does that mean? How do we see a man standing strong in the power of God, but yet he himself admits weakness and fear and, listen, much trembling? Because his faith did not stand in his own wisdom either.
Amen.
See, listen now. Y'all stay with me. I'm not going to be much longer. Here's a man who said, my faith is not standing in the wisdom of man. Listen, or in the wisdom of man. Listen, brother, he had every reason to fall. He had every reason to quit. Don't tell me you haven't ever been afraid to stand for God in this generation. Now, if you've even tried to give out a tract, if you've even tried to just invite somebody to church, you were a little bit scared. But imagine going around declaring openly the testimony of God, amen, on the campus of UNT, on the street corners of Denton, amen, and house to house and publicly preaching. Now you say, good night, that's crazy. But listen, that's what Paul did.
Amen.
Because he had a faith that stood in the power of God. And he didn't care what men thought. He didn't care what men said. Amen. Listen to me. And he didn't even care what his own heart felt.
Amen.
He had disabilities. He said, I'm weak. He said, I can't do this. I'm afraid. What? Paul afraid? There it is, folks. Why has God shown us that side of this man that's so wonderfully used by God, and people are still getting saved today because of this man? Because he's trying to help you understand, listen, that you can too, in spite of your fear, in spite of your trembling, in spite of your weaknesses, your disabilities, your faith must stand in the power of God.
Amen.
This is what God said. This is what God wants. This is the will of God.
Amen.
Oh, how I wish I could get you to see what God is trying to get you to see today. Faith that stands is going to result in declaring the testimony of God. Dear beloved, I love you this morning, but I lost about 90% of you right there. Some of you have never declared the testimony of God to anybody.
Amen.
I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. That's just the Holy Spirit. That is our job. That is our commission. Amen. As God-fearing Christians, we call ourselves Christians. Amen. What did Jesus do? You say, I'm like Christ. And when you say I'm a Christian, you're saying, I'm like Christ. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
Amen. Amen.
And he said, now go ye therefore and preach the same gospel to every creature, every nation, all over the world, uttermost part. That's our job.
Amen.
But we don't have a faith that stands.
Amen.
Our faith is not standing in the power of God.
Amen.
Our faith is standing in the wisdom of men. Other men don't like it, so I quit.
Amen.
I have weaknesses. I said something wrong, so I quit.
Amen.
I was afraid. Do you want to come to? Oh, never mind. So I quit. Hello?
Amen.
Folks, listen to me. I'm not coming down on you. We're all sinners.
Yes, sir.
We're all, listen, if Paul had weaknesses and fears and much, we all do.
That's right.
That's why it's in there. But we cannot stand in that wisdom. Our faith is not based on the fear and the weakness and the trembling. It must be based and grounded and rooted and anchored in the power of God. It's what God wants us to do. It's what God wills for us to do. We must declare the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That's the will of God.
Amen.
And a faith that stands in the power of God will just keep doing it.
Thank you, Lord.
Listen to me. A church that stands, and the power of God will just keep doing it.
Amen.
You say, well, preacher, people aren't getting saved. Okay, listen to me. For one thing, everybody that Paul preached to didn't get saved either. For another thing, I want you to go back after we finish church and go back into fellowship hall. Well, maybe if the children aren't too rowdy. And back there on the wall, I want you to notice what my beautiful wife, and I think Brittany helped her, my son, I think my family, they put a bulletin board up there this past week about our missionaries. If you were here, you remember there was a banner hanging right back there, and the pastor preached on the basket and holding the rope. And there's a picture back there of our church holding the rope and our missionaries in the basket. And there's every missionary back there that we support, listen to me, all over the world. I'm not bragging on me. It's what you, we're all doing this together. But understand something. Every time one child, one adult, one man, one woman gets saved in any of those parts of the world, it's fruit to your account.
Amen.
You can't give up.
Absolutely. Amen.
It doesn't matter what you see, dearly beloved. It doesn't matter what you see. It's what God says.
That's right.
Faith that stands in the power of God.
Amen.
Not what I see.
Amen.
It's what God says. See, his faith stood in the power of God. That's how come he just kept declaring it in spite of his disabilities. And I want you to see another result, and I'm done. Look in verse 4. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. Oh, so many faces. But notice this word, demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Oh, how I wept over that verse. Paul declared the testimony of God in spite of his disabilities, humanly speaking, and God demonstrated his power.
Amen.
Demonstration means manifested. It was visible. It was seen. There was evidence. In spite of his human disabilities, the power of the Holy Spirit of God was demonstrated. It was manifested. People were brought to repentance and salvation in spite of it all.
Amen.
You know, folks, if you'll just get on board with this thing of declaring the testimony of God,
amen,
you'll begin to have the heart that Paul had, that I have, that many in this church have. And that's a heart for God to demonstrate his power in our country, in our city, in our homes, in our hearts.
Amen. Yeah.
Folks, the power of God is not some fantasy. It's not some kind of charismatic Pentecostal flesh. It's real power.
Yeah.
And it can be, listen to me, demonstrated.
Mm-hmm.
Manifested. Seen. But not, listen, not until we declare it.
Yeah.
In spite of our disabilities, then God will say, okay, I trust you, I've proven you, let me demonstrate my power. A faith that stands in the power of God, folks, will have those three results right there. I'm going to be declaring the testimony of God until Jesus comes or I go home. Either way, I'm going to be declaring that testimony.
Amen.
I love Brother Worcester. I know y'all do too.
Amen.
I talked to him on the phone Friday. He was in the hospital on his back in the bed. I said, how you doing, brother? Well, you know how he said, oh, I'm doing all right. I said, no, you're not. You're in the hospital. Midway through the conversation, he said, I got to get off my back. I can't do anything for God on my back. I'm praying, God, get me off my back. I can't do anything for God on my back here. There's so much to do. I got to get out of here and go home and get back busy doing working for God. I said, glory to God, brother. That's exactly right.
Amen.
That's a faith that stands in the power of God. He's here by himself, folks. His family is not here with him. They're not here. His faith is not standing in their wisdom. His faith is not standing in the wisdom of his wife or his children or his grandchildren. His wisdom is not standing, his faith is not standing in the wisdom of his pastor. His faith is standing in the power of God. You understand? I believe the Apostle Paul was married. And his wife, he said, goodbye. Goodbye. I'm not going to prove it to you, but 1 Corinthians 7, you go read it.
Yes, sir.
The unbelieving wife depart. He said, you just keep going. Well, I wonder where he got that from. Because his faith didn't stand in the wisdom of man. Folks, our faith cannot stand in the wisdom of what other people think. You understand, the Bible says, listen now, the wisdom of this world is foolishness to God. Your faith cannot stand in the wisdom of man, whether it be men who laugh at you, scoff you. Now listen, they may not laugh at you at all, but they just don't care. They don't get saved. They don't think they need it. Listen, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. We're called to do the will of God.
Amen. That's right.
If your faith will stand in the power of God, that won't stop it. Man's so-called wisdom will not stop it. Listen, your own disabilities will not stop it. I'm weak, preacher. I know. I'm afraid. Join the crowd. I even tremble sometimes when I try to... I know!
Amen.
Paul knows. God knows.
Yes, sir.
But your faith cannot stand in that wisdom of your own either. It's got to stand in the power of God.
Amen.
Because it's what God says to do. It's what's right. It's what the world needs. It's what our country desperately needs, dearly beloved. Somebody who will stand in the power of God and preach the gospel whether they like it or not.
Amen.
Hey, listen to me. If you'll do that faithfully, there will be demonstrations of God's power. One more story. A demonstration of God's power. We were bringing Miss Ingrid's grandchildren to church on the van years ago before we had a bus. Their mom came, Miss Ingrid's daughter, and son, and children, they all came to church. All the adults got saved.
Amen.
Miss Ingrid still comes, but here's what I'm saying is her daughter moved from Denton down to Aubrey.
Argyle,
right beside Ernie and Margaret. Well, there was a vacation Bible school a few years ago, and we went down there to try to make sure that Miss Ingrid's grandkids could come to vacation Bible school, but they moved down to Argyle. Well, so we went down there I can't remember how we met, but then right next door to them was a little girl that I think Tania must have invited to church. Is that how Jayla first came to church? Did Tanai invite her?
Yes.
Okay. And so Tanai invited her to church, and then we just kept going back, you know, like good, persistent, independent Baptists, just keep on going back. Some people say, will you leave me alone? But not everybody does. And so we met Margaret and Ernie, because that's Jayla's grandparents. And then they said, one day Miss Margaret called me and said, we want to, you know, study the Bible and learn about the church and understand. And so we started, amen, my wife and I, going down there and in their home every week for months.
Amen.
And one night, I think I have the date written down. One night, it was a Thursday night. We went there, and we went up to their living room, and Brother Ernie and Miss Margaret bowed down on their knees in their living room, and they called upon the name of the Lord for salvation. I married them, amen. They've been baptized, and here they are.
Amen.
And you know what that is, folks? That's a demonstration
amen.
Of God's power.
Yes.
That's a demonstration.
Okay.
It's God saying, okay, you keep declaring in spite of your disabilities, and I'll show you some demonstrations
amen.
Of my power.
Amen.
And listen, do you have stories like that? You can.
Amen.
You can. If you'll just keep your faith standing in the power of God.
Amen.
Don't worry what men say. Don't worry how you feel or what you think.
Amen.
Do what God says.
Amen.
You'll see some demonstrations.
Yes, sir.
I've got to stop. Let's bow our heads. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Father, we love you this morning. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your word, your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the encouraging demonstrations of your power. Lord, we love you this morning, and we pray that you would help our faith to stand in your power, not to care what men say or what we might even think. Bless your people this morning, Lord. Encourage them, I pray. Strengthen the weary. May they forget what they've heard from other men. May they forget what they've even tried to convince themselves. And may they get back to your power. Oh, Lord, how we need some demonstrations of your power once again in our hearts, our lives, our church, our city, and our country. Bless your people, Lord. Help them today, I pray. In Jesus' name. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed this morning. No one's looking around, please. I want to ask a quick question. You say, preacher, I know if I died right now, I've been born again the Bible way, I'm saved. Would you raise your hand as a testimony? I know I'm saved. I'm born again. Amen, amen. Thank God. You can put them down. What a blessing. Maybe there'd be one here this morning. Say, preacher, I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. The Lord spoke to my heart about being saved, born again. I'm not sure. Would you pray for me? I would love to pray for you. I'm not going to call you by name. I'm certainly not going to embarrass you at all. Would there be one like that say this morning, preacher, pray for me. I'm just not sure if I'm saved. I don't know if I'm going to heaven. I want to, though. Would you pray for me? I would. No one's looking around. Would you just quietly slip up your hand right there where you sit? Just slip it up, put it right back down. Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure. I want to know for sure, but I'm not sure right now. I promise you, I'll pray for you. Not by name, but God knows who you are. Would there be one like that this morning? Pray for me. This morning, then, listen. Those of you who raised your hand, all of you. Our faith has got to stand in God's power. You cannot let what man thinks change your mind, change your heart. God has not changed. God's will has not changed. Folks, we've got to declare the testimony of God. We've got to be faithful in spite of our disabilities. Oh, if you want to see some demonstrations, you've got to take those first two steps. You say this morning, the Lord spoke to my heart, preacher. Pray for me. I'll be glad to. Listen, raise your hand. The Lord spoke to my heart, preacher. There's one. Anybody else this morning? The Lord spoke to my heart. Thank you. Thank you. Be honest with God this morning. Amen. I see those hands. Father in heaven, thank you for your people. Thank you for your power, your love in our lives. Oh, God, how we need your help. How we need more of your power. Bless the invitation. Thank you for your people, for their attentiveness today. Oh, Lord, I pray, keep working in our city, in our families. I pray in Jesus' name. Let's all stand together as the piano plays softly. This morning, the altars are open, dearly beloved. If the Lord spoke to your heart, maybe you'd like to kneel at your chair. Either way, you do business with God as He spoke to your heart. as she plays.